In today's halacha, we will review the laws relevant to Erev Pesach. So first, Erev Pesach is an accustomed fast day. Even this year that Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, we still fast on Erev Shabbos unless the Bechor hears Isiyam. All firstborn males, whether from the mother or from the father, have to fast. Even Levim and Kohanim that are firstborns have to fast. Even if one's mother had a miscarriage before he was born, since it's his father's firstborn, he would have to fast. Fathers that are not Becheiros, but they have a son who's still a young child and is a Bechor, then they have to fast in place of their son. Practically, the custom is for all those obligated to fast to go to a Siyum and thereby exempt them from this fast. If one misses all the Siyumim, he has to fast until Pesach begins. The davening of Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, it says Shulchan Aruch one is to waken early to daven Shachris in order to finish eating Chametz meal prior to the fourth hour. Mizmor L'Soida is omitted on Erev Pesach and during Chol HaMoed until after Pesach. Until what time can we eat and benefit from chametz? So we know that Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, the sages preceded to 2 hours earlier than midday, which is after 4 hours into the day have passed. Starting from the beginning of the fifth hour, it is forbidden to eat any chametz. However, during that hour, it is still permitted to benefit from chametz. You can still sell your chametz to a Rav who's willing to still accept your sale and hasn't yet gone through with it with the guy. Once the fifth hour is over and the sixth hour begins, it is now forbidden anymore to benefit from chametz, and therefore you also can no longer nullify or make your chametz hefker. And basically, for all intents and purposes, from the beginning of the sixth hour, which is approximately an hour before midday, if one still owns chametz and hasn't sold to the guy, he must completely destroy it from the world, as is the ruling, just like one who finds chametz on Pesach. Practically, the times of eating and selling and burning are listed in the calendars of one city. One is to check up the hours in his personal city to see when is the fifth and sixth hour. Cleaning one's teeth. It is not an obligation for you to brush your teeth and clean them before the start of Pesach, before the end of the Seif Zman Achilas Chametz. Nonetheless, it is nahug, it is accustomed amongst many Yidden to do so. And we go even further and we try to kosher the teeth by swishing hot water to the best of one's ability, to the highest temperature that one can place in his mouth to serve as a form of koshering. Once again, this is not a chiyuv min hadin, and if you forgot to do so, you can still eat on Pesach. You don't have to cover your teeth with tinfoil. An interesting question that is asked is regarding when should one start all of the chumras that he keeps regarding foods. Many people don't eat any processed foods, no Coca-Cola, no potato chips. Anything processed is off limits throughout the entire Pesach. Likewise, anything that doesn't have a peel, that's not able to be peeled, they don't eat during Pesach. This is the widespread Chabad custom as we discussed in the previous lesson. When do these adherences apply from? And what about matzah, shira, and gebrachs? When should one stop eating these things? So practically, regarding matzah, shira, it's a machlekes and peskim. And the custom is to stop eating it from the beginning of the fifth hour. By Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, we begin the chumrah of not eating matzah shira, no egg matzah. So to regarding the chumrah of not eating unpeeled foods and not eating processed foods, the custom of many chassidim is to start this chumrah from Seif Zman Achilas Chametz. And after questioning Rabbi Groner with regards to the Chabad custom, he likewise acquiesced that our custom is that starting from Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, we do not eat any foods that have achshash chametz, no processed foods, and no foods that have peels that cannot be removed. After Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, one then has an hour to destroy, to burn his chametz, and as we've said before, to sell it. Regarding the Seder for beer chametz, one is to take all the remaining chametz that he has, including and specifically the 10 pieces of bread that he distributed the night before that he found during Bedikas Chametz, and burn it prior to the end of the fifth hour, what's called Seif Zman Bir Chametz. One is to be particular to burn at least a kezayis of chametz. Once a kezayis has been burnt, it doesn't matter if he burns any more or any less. He can throw the rest simply in a garbage that is not his, that's public. After the chametz, a kazayis of chametz is destroyed, is burned, then one begins to say the bittul. One should not perform the bittul until he sees that at least a kazayis of his chametz has been burnt and he has fulfilled the mitzvah. Doing work on Erev Pesach. Starting from midday of Erev Pesach begins an iser of doing any melacha just like in Chol HaMoed. So whatever is asr in Chol HaMoed as a rule is asr in Erev Pesach. No haircuts. You should cut your nails before Chatzais. If you didn't, then you can be lenient to cut them also after Chatzais. It is permitted to mend something or to fix something. You're allowed to write Divrei Torah and the like. And regarding printing, if you need to print anything for the Chag, you should make sure to do so before Chatzais, before the Isser of Malacha begins. Eating on Erev Pesach. There are a number of eating restrictions that apply on Erev Pesach. First, we have the fast of the Becheiros that we already discussed. Then we have that starting from the 10th hour of the day, it's forbidden to drink wine or eat a large amount of any food. The 10th hour of the day is approximately 3 hours before sunset, Zmanius hours. Starting from that time, you're not allowed to eat a lot of any food and you're not allowed to drink wine or grape juice. Regarding the foods of the Charesis and the Marah, the Chabad custom is to refrain from eating any of the foods that enter into the Charesis, which is nuts, apples, and pears. And likewise, they don't eat the Marah ingredient on Erev Pesach until Kerich of the second Seder. It is, however, permitted to eat the eggs, potatoes, onions, or roasted meat. There is no problem to eat these foods on Erev Pesach, unlike the misinformed that think that these are also included in the Yisr. Regarding giving matzah to children on Erev Pesach. So we know the Chabad caused not to eat matzah throughout 30 days, but Erev Pesach to eat matzah is forbidden according to everybody. Nonetheless, a child that has not reached the age of chinuch, doesn't understand the story of the Exodus, may be fed any of the foods on Erev Pesach, and even matzah he may be fed. Let's conclude with a general checklist for Seder preparation on Erev Pesach. One should toivel any new kalim that he has in a mikvah. One should not eat lettuce, apples, pears, nuts. No gebrachs, no matzah shira starting from the 5th hour, save zman achilas chametz. No eating a lot of food starting from the 10th hour. One should wash and clean the lettuce. One should roast the zroya, the neck of the chicken. One may not roast any meat or poultry that will be eaten for the Seder night. You're allowed to roast fish. You're allowed to cook the meat in a pot without liquids, even if it will simmer in its own juice. One may roast the meat and then cook it. The Seder table should be set up before the husband comes back from shul. One should remember to remove challah from the matzahs if necessary. This year, one has to place the charesis, wine in the charesis, before Shabbos. One has to make salt water before Shabbos. One should cook the egg for the beitzah. And if you don't have a broken plate, break one now. We should merit very soon to eat min hazvachim u min hapsachim.